Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What if I told you something you do every morning that science has said is not good for you isn't in fact bad for you at all? Would that make you happy?
As long as I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
It's not bad.
But oh, it's...
Okay.
Science has told you it's bad in the past.
Does that mean it's good or it's just...
Indifferent.
Indifferent.
Who hit snooze this morning?
Oh, me.
I did.
So all of us, all six of us did.
Yes, it got me this
morning. I have been told that that's bad. Doesn't help you. It messes with your sleep rhythms and everything else.
Yeah.
I have three alarms that are 10 minutes apart each, but the snooze is, I think, 8 minutes. So alarm one goes off, then 8 minutes later, alarm one snooze goes off, followed by 2 minutes later, alarm
two. I do
two,
similar.
And then 6 minutes later, alarm one second snooze. So for about a half hour, it's just constant.
Oh, I take it back. I didn't hit snooze today.
Using an alarm at all is not great for people.
I mean,
they found out with a study from Notre Dame.
I certainly
However,
like waking up naturally.
It is not any worse to do that than just waking up the first time the alarm goes off. Steve, question for you.
Yes.
A moment ago, you talked about your, how many alarms? Four?
Three alarms, 10 minutes apart, but each one also has snoozes that go off.
So what time does the first one go off?
3:37, I think.
Okay. So then from 3:37 until...
I have alarms set for 3:37, 3:47, 3:57.
Do they all go off every day?
Yes. Well, Monday through Friday. So 3:37...
Like most days you don't get up before them and then turn the other two off?
No. 3:37 goes off. I stop it, hit snooze. So 8 minutes later is 3:45.
Yes.
So that one goes.
2 minutes.
So the
that.
Snooze goes off at 3:45. I snooze it again, but 2 minutes later, alarm two goes off. And then 6 minutes after that, snooze 1-2 goes off.
That sounds terrible. How does your wife feel about this? Is she a heavy sleeper?
No, she's a light sleeper, but does not. I think she's just immune to my alarms.
Just used to it at this point.
That's how
I
probably
got
true.
With my own alarms for a long time.
Because we've been getting up first so long, there have been a couple times where Kayla has gotten up very early to go to work. Or if it happened to be on a day where I didn't have to work. And I am such a baby. Now, I don't say anything, but in my head, if she hits the snooze, something I do every day, in my head, I'm like, can't you just get up? I'm still trying to sleep. And that is, I know I'm wrong. That's why I don't say anything. But I've become a baby.
I think that's natural.
Yeah.
It just is. Everyone's a baby when they wake up.
My problem is this. I never used to snooze at all. I used to get up when the alarm went off. That was it. Or I would start looking at my phone in bed, which then wakes you up anyway.
That's what I do now. My big alarm goes off, and then I shut that off, and then I play with my phone.
I've slowly become a snoozer, and there are times when I will snooze, then turn it off, but then not get up right away. And I've had a couple times where I've done the old fall back to sleep, have some weird dreams, wake up and go,
Been there. I've definitely
totally.
Had some close moments in not too distant past where I went, whoa, boy, that was a close one.
I did 2 days ago.
Oh, man.
I woke up because my first alarm went off or second alarm went off, and then I heard my text chime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kelly texting all of us saying that she was stopping at Starbucks, asking if we wanted anything. I grabbed my phone. I was like, oh, that's nice of her. No, thank you. Replied to it and then fell back to sleep. But my alarms were, I think I was past my alarms.
Yeah,
at
they
that
were
point.
Jacked up at that point.
Woke up like 25 minutes later. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad.
Yeah. Bad. Yeah, it is. I do the look at my phone, but I do not turn the alarms off. And so I am annoyed. So annoyed several times every morning when I'm perusing, you know, what we may have put in our shared folder or Delicious Audio or whatever, and something stops so that the alarm can go off again.
Right.
For some reason, I do not go to the clock and turn them off. So I just get angry with myself. But not really.
I do the same thing on my phone, though. I won't shut the alarms off. I'll keep hitting snooze until I actually get out of bed, even if I'm pretty much fully awake and just playing on my phone at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Until I'm in the clear with lights on and feet on the ground, I will let those keep snoozing.
Yeah.
Break going off again.
It doesn't seem healthy. Article said it's fine.
Really? No. Well, because, I mean, even if it's not detrimental, so to speak, you're still wasting time you could be still, like, real sleeping.
Yes. That's the other, like, argument.
You're just wasting that excellent time. I mean, if you set your alarm at 3:30 and don't get up till 4:30, you could just set it at 4:30 and get up when it goes off and sleep for REM.
Oh, this is a good idea. I use the stove timer in the kitchen as my alarm. I have to get out of the bed and go to the kitchen to turn it off. Otherwise, I won't get up.
Oh, my God. The idea that I could possibly hear. I barely react to the alarm clock that goes off next to my head. That is, it's a clock radio, and it goes off to the sister station at about 70 or 80 decibels. It's loud as balls. Mm-hmm.
I set my microwave for 8 hours. That's what I do. I just microwave
a cup of water in.
For 8 hours.
I wait till my body reacts or the alarms go off to the burning.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.